carries.
Item number two, a resolution ordinance by Supervisors Cullen, Johnson, Borkowski, Broderick, Jurczyk, Dmitrievich, Romo West, Haas, Lipscomb, Schmidt, Taylor, Sanfilippo, Harris, Alexander, Stamper, and Bowen to merge the committees on finance and audit and personnel into a 9-member standing committee with 2 co-chairpersons to improve the efficiency of legislative oversight and to amend chapters 1, 17, 32, 33, 46, 56, 57, 73, 79, 80, 201, and 203 of the Milwaukee County General Ordinances to reflect this change.
Very good. And we welcome our new County Board Chairwoman, Maureen Dmitrievich, and brand new Supervisor David Cullen, who's not new to government. And why don't I look to both of you first to maybe talk about the genesis of this whole thing, and then mm-hmm. we'll walk through and go for committee questions if there are any.
Sure. Well, I'll start. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nice to be able to call you Mr. Chairman. And I appreciate you scheduling this and hearing this in such a timely manner. And all the supervisors who have co-sponsored, I think that's great. And the clerk read the list, so I won't need to do that. But in working with the chairwoman, we thought, and she thought, it was her idea, that with the approval of the county board, this ordinance change will really streamline our processes. Right now, there are certain legislative matters, including position abolish creates, employee fringe benefits, collective bargaining agreements that require dual referrals to both the personnel committee and the finance and audit committee. Combining these committees into one, I think, will save time, staff time, and may result in potential cost savings down the road that we won't have to bring in our experts more than once, actuaries and attorneys. And if this is adopted, the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit will be a 9-member committee comprised of the current membership of both of the standing committees as now created, and it will really be a balanced committee with new people with a lot of experience, various backgrounds and experience. And I know the chairwoman has some testimony.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. I apologize for my stuffiness. I'm just getting over a cold here. But the combined committee will be led by 2 co-chairs. And you all have heard already, we have Supervisors Willie Johnson Jr. and David Cullen. The proposed ordinance change truly is a hybrid approach that incorporates best practices already used by other legislative branches in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. From a policy perspective, the city of Milwaukee combines both fiscal and employee matters under the umbrella of one standing committee. The Finance and Personnel Committee, locally and nationally, this is the model known and trusted. From an organizational perspective, a number of committees in the Wisconsin State Legislature have co-chairs. The most relevant examples here probably are the Joint Committee on Employment Relations, Joint Committee on Finance, and the Joint Committee on Audit. The experience that Supervisor Cullen brings to the table from his public service with the state will be an added value. Many of their operational processes will be used by this new combined committee. For example, one cycle, Supervisor Willie Johnson will chair the meeting, and the next cycle, Supervisor Cullen will chair the meeting. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to review the proposed Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit Operating Procedures. That should be in your packet per the suggestion of your great chairman, Mark Borkowski. Used wisely and appropriately, these administrative tools will help ensure an efficient and timely committee meeting process that maintains public and departmental participation. As chairwoman, I'm committed to making this process work. Supervisors deserve and need time to make good policy decisions.
And I've spoken with Supervisor Johnson about this, and we're both pretty firm that all the agendas and materials for the committee will be made available at least 5 days prior to the meeting date, so people will have ample time to review it and go to talk to department heads and others if they have questions. And I think this will reduce the amount of time the committee will be meeting. I know that's been a concern that the committee meetings might last a long time. The committee agenda will have approximate times for its major sections, so people will have some idea as to when they should come. And I've, in the past, in the legislature, when I've chaired committees, made real efforts to sort of stay on task. I was, raised by a German mother, so being on time and keeping things moving has always been something that she imparted to me. And I think that, Supervisor Johnson can do the same thing. There's also, I know, talk of a vice chair. Mr. Chairman, And I think that the vice chair could really help with the operation of the committee, the timekeeping and things like that, and helping keeping us moving. And our plan is, if the meetings go long, is to have a designated lunch period so that there will be a break. Everybody will be able to stop, get something to eat, come back in the afternoon, so that agenda items at the end aren't given short shrift. And it's really, it's talking to the chairwoman, this is really designed to streamline the process, and there's been streamlining in the past. Doing some research, I think it was in 1996, the county board reduced the number of committees from 13 to 8. So this isn't this is a little bit different. I think the chairwoman has come in and said, you know, she wants to continue streamlining and making this be an efficient body, and this is one way that she can do it. And I'm willing to answer any questions, and I'm sure the chairwoman will answer any questions that anybody might have.
At this time, I've passed the gavel to Vice Chairwoman Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, and I believe Schmidt has a question.
Thank you.
Really not so much of a question. I certainly, you know, read through this, and my perspective, a number of years on both finance and personnel, I was the only member this last term, last couple of years, to be on both finance and personnel continuously. Anyway, it's pretty obvious, and I think all the things you said rang true. I certainly sat down and talked with the chairwoman, as all of us had a chance to do. But this was a real topic of importance and concern to me, too, and have to be on the committee. But there's so much overlap in these two committees, going through the agendas and sitting through long finance meetings and having the same people come up the next day and go through this laboriously once again when I spent a couple hours on it the day before. Everyone out there, as time is valuable, if we can cut into that time and have the situation where they're not spending 2 days in a row sitting here for 4 or 5 hours. Our meetings tend to go quite long, especially when you get into contracts and you get into closed sessions. So there could be some long meetings, I understand that. But I think along with that, and you spoke to all these points already, that we need to stay a little better on task. We need to get stuff out ahead of time. We need department chairs to be contacting the people on the committee, so we're not asking questions that can be answered beforehand. And I think the new organization, the new dedication, and people being here to work, and the chairman being available all the time to take our questions will help a lot. So I'm much encouraged by this. I think it's a pretty formidable assignment. But at the same time, I mean, for all these reasons we've been through, and there's no reason we should go through this 2 days in a row. And if you look at it, a large portion of anything we really would discuss in some depth has been on both committees. Both finance and audit, and we've been back-to-back committees, so I'm happy, you know, for that situation, because I don't think that was a good situation for a long time. So this is a way, and when we did downsize or do those committee stuff, I wasn't on the board that long, but audit was put with finance, and this just makes good sense, because we're talking about contracts, and we're talking about finance has to be involved, and so this all makes good sense, and I think almost the entire board is supportive, if not everyone. So I'm going to move approval.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you.
Madam Chair, thank you. Supervisor Schmidt was rather eloquent as far as the reasoning behind this. I would like to offer an amendment, and I trust that all of you have gotten a copy of this. I'm going to look to the clerk to read the amendment, please, and we'll go from there.
Amend lines 24 through 33 as follows. Whereas the merger of the committees on finance and audit and personnel into one committee on finance, personnel, and audit with 9 members rather than 7 and 2 co-chairpersons and 1 vice chairperson would preserve the legislative body's ability to thoroughly review important policy matters that impact county operations and promote legislative efficiencies for staff, now therefore be it resolved that the County Board of Supervisors approves the merger of the committees on finance and audit and personnel into one committee with 9 members and 2 co-chairpersons and 1 vice chairperson entitled the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, which shall be responsible for all the policy matters previously handled by each, and to amend lines 110 through 121 as follows. The chairperson of the board shall make written announcements of his or her appointments to said committees and shall designate a chairperson and vice chairperson of each said committees except for the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, which shall have two co-chairpersons and one vice chairperson. The order of the member's name and the chairperson's written announcement of appointment shall denote seniority on the county board. In case of a vacancy in any committee, the same shall be filled by written appointment by the chairperson of the board. The chairperson of the board may, at his or her discretion, change the composition of said committees, including the designation of the chairperson or co-chairpersons and vice chairperson. In the event of a vacancy in the office of the county board chairperson and a successor is elected, such successor may, after his or her election and in the manner herein above provided, make any changes in committee appointments.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Go
ahead. Okay,
Supervisor Borkowski.
Before I move approval of the amendment, I want to look to Attorney Grady. I know that there's been some discussion. Again, we're kind of feeling our way through this with an elongated committee. With co-chairs and now this vice chair, which is a possible problem as far as having too many supervisors in a meeting. Could you, as for like agenda setting, for instance, could you maybe just elaborate a little bit as to how we need to make sure that we're not violating any kind of open meetings laws?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Chairman, our office needs to. We started to have a little discussion about agenda setting meetings. Yeah. First of all, let me say there's no reason you can't adopt this. You can have as many vice chairs as you want to have. The issue arises in agenda setting. How many supervisors can attend an agenda setting? Mm-hmm. And there's at least some concern that three might be too many. Mm-hmm. And so we really need to think about this a little bit more in terms of our office and advising you. But if you do have two co-chairs and a vice chair, it may be a situation where all three of them would not be able to attend an agenda setting. It might have to be either the alternating co-chair or the vice chair wouldn't attend the agenda setting and just the two chairs, co-chairs would. So that's an issue that doesn't prevent you from adopting this, but might dictate how you handle agenda setting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Schmidt?
Not to complicate a corporation counsel, sir, but now I'm not. But I thought it was always a minority of a committee, and now we got nine. So why is it three? I don't understand that. Excuse me. Thank you.
Madam Chairman?
Would it be at least four? That's fine.
That's the uncertainty right now, in my mind, at least in our mind. There is at least an argument, I think, that can be made that in a nine-member committee, five members constitutes a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have five members show up at a committee meeting, they can run a committee meeting. If you have three of those five members meeting together, those three are enough to control that meeting of five.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yeah, I had a similar question on that. I think, and thank you for saying that this is just advice that we can use, but we can, of course, it's very easy to go forward on this. My question, this is something we're evaluating right now, too, because it came up. With our new supervisors, they've been interested in going to agenda settings and learning, which I think is great. But one other way around it, if this does happen to be a hurdle, we'll just have to publicly notice it. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that we could still go ahead and do it. It would just need to be publicly noticed. I just wanted to find out if that was correct, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
You certainly can publicly notice your agenda setting meetings, and then as many supervisors as want to can come. There's some, I think, tension between the purpose of an agenda setting meeting and a public notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, Supervisor. Any other supervisors want to speak? Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to move approval of the amendment. I want to just compliment our new chairwoman. This is a great idea. I know that Supervisor Schmidt has already talked about efficiencies. I think many of us, all of us that have been on either one or the other committee, and recognizing all of the staff that's in attendance and the time, while it's nice to have them here, I don't know how productive they are. So I think this is clearly, from an efficiency standpoint, wonderful. The other thing is that there will be for sure designated lunch periods because both those committees always seem to go long, and it's not fair to the clerk and the staff and others to not be able to at least get something to eat or whatever. So I'm making the motion for approval of the amendment, Madam Chair.
All right, we have a motion to approve the amendment. Call the roll.
Oh. Supervisor Schmidt made a motion
originally. I withdraw that for the amendment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's bad. It's my mistake. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Totally missed it. Okay.
This is just the amendment.
Yes.
Just the amendment, right.
Okay. On the amendment, Supervisor Harris.
Can you repeat the amendment for us, please? Or the motion?
The motion is to approve the amendment.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes.
Johnson.
Aye.
Aye.
Wyshon.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, one no.
As amended, I would move, please.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to speak on the item as a whole now.
All right. Supervisor Wyshon?
Thank you, Madam Chair. From the looks of the co-sponsors, I guess I'm one of the few that I guess disagrees with this, because honestly, I don't see there being the efficiencies in this. And in fact, I don't think it's a very well thought out proposal, and I see it as more of a consolidation of power than it is anything to make an efficient corporate decision. And in fact, if you take the time to look at some of the corporate literature that's out there on how we should construct a board to run a $1.2 billion multi-faceted corporation, they're actually going to the trends of separating out and diluting their finance committee because of all of the bad things that have happened over the last 15 to 20 years with excessive pay packages and things like that, where they're carving out the audit functions rather than combining it. I think that with Act 10 and the changes on the personnel side, that we will look at the personnel committee in and of itself will have a huge agenda. There are lots of issues. And I think this is, does not look well for our employees overall, for the 5,300 active employees that we have. Believe me, when it comes to the finance agenda, your issues will definitely fall to the bottom. And you know, I know people will make all kinds of promises now, but honestly, after you've sat in a committee meeting for 4, 5, 6 hours, the last thing you really want to do is discuss the merits of the pay structure of some smaller entity in county government. And I believe that that will be given short shrift. Also, I think it radically changes the power structure here in county government. For the 12 years I've been here and the 4 years prior to that, you see the changes where we've loosened the grip of committee chairs on setting the agenda and putting things before the county board, where you have a corp counsel opinion that goes back to say if there is a negative recommendation, it still goes to the full county board, where when you look at past county history was that if it failed in committee, it didn't go forward. You look at the changes from 96, the reduction of 13 down to the 8 standing committees. A lot of people said that was political suicide, because at the time we had 25 county board members. You needed 13 votes to become chair of the county board. And so you had a chairmanship to give. That was reduced, and what you saw was with the loosening of the grip of committee chairmanships and then the reduction of those chairmanships, you created a more egalitarian county board where county supervisors could have more of a direct impact, whether you were a chairman or even on a specific committee. If this was a true consolidation, you would just keep 7 members on the finance committee, and you wouldn't need the co-chairs if it was a true reduction and efficiency. What this is actually turning back the clock, and you're going to see 9 members on the finance committee, co-chairs, 2 chairmanships. And isn't it just remarkable that you also need 9 people to vote for you and your own vote to get 10 votes to become chair of the county board? So this is actually a step backwards in the power structure. And I have huge misgivings about creating any committee that has 50% of our board on it. That is a huge problem, because supervisors need to have the ability to go into a committee, and then if you get new information by the time board time comes, you can adjust your vote if necessary. I don't see that as this being a setup for that possibility. You will have 50% of the board already committing to one position. And I just think that this, in the long run, will be a disaster. And I can tell you, I'm very disappointed in our new people on the county board, that they have not even been here through an entire cycle, yet they want to come in here and tell me that everything that I've done for the last 12 years has been wrong and inefficient. And honestly, if you're looking at the state of Wisconsin as an example of efficiency, that's a big mistake. And if you want to look at the city of Milwaukee, you know, these are people who have trouble picking up the garbage and plowing the city streets, yet they want to tell me that this is the correct way to structure government. So I just think that this is a major step backwards for what we've tried to accomplish literally over the last 16 years. And I would hope that, you know, unfortunately, you know, I see where the votes are on the co-sponsors, but I just wish we would have took more time. And just the one last point, and maybe the chairperson can address this, and that is, we all do a candidacy statement when you run for county board chair, and there's three simple things that are in that. And it's, what is your commitment to the job? What is your agenda? Major policy initiatives you want to achieve? And how are you going to do committee assignments? The fact is, you can go read back, and over the last, you know, it's only been a few weeks, there was nothing in those candidacy statements by any candidate that said we were going to radically change the committee structure in Milwaukee County and radically change the power dynamic of this county board. And I think that is very Walker-esque and very disingenuous to people who may have supported a person, thinking that, you know, I'm tired of manhole covers falling out of the sky and bombs being dropped on people. These are issues, if it was that important, it should have been discussed in the efforts of a campaign, and everybody who voted for chairman should have known these things prior, because you know what? That's a simple thing called the county ordinance and complying with that county ordinance. So I'd like to hear a response with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Weishan. I know Supervisor Johnson would like to speak. Do you mind if I allow the chair to address the questions that were posed at you?
I don't feel a need to respond to those questions at this time. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Yep, you're welcome. All right, Supervisor
Thank
Johnson.
You, Madam Chair. With respect to personnel matters, that was my main concern as when I first heard about this, that enough time be given to department people, to individuals, if they have issues with respect to positions. That was my first concern. As it relates to votes, I don't envision that there will be a lot of 9-0 votes. I think that the supervisors will vote according to how they feel about the particular item that's in front of them. And if nothing else, if this thing doesn't work, if we see that it becomes unwieldy, then we can adjust. And I think that's something that's been, I think we've come to that conclusion. If it doesn't work, then we can make adjustments. So.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. We have a question from our chairman over here, Supervisor Borkowski, and then after Supervisor Borkowski, Supervisor Jurczyk wants to speak. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Johnson stole my thunder just a little bit. I want to compliment Supervisor Weishan. Actually, I hadn't thought of some of the things that he mentioned publicly, which are legitimate. They are legitimate. But I guess, like I said, when you sit in a personnel committee meeting for 5-6 hours and you have staff that is also in attendance, the fact that we're going to put times on these so that people can come and know when approximately they're going to be on is very important from a productivity standpoint. The other thing, and where Supervisor Johnson stole my thunder, is that I have to believe, you know, that this is a brand new term, brand new chairwoman. You know, if it's not working, okay, I'd like to think that we can all kind of, you know, come to the office and say, hey, you know what, it's out of control, it's unwieldy. We learned our lesson, and we're gonna go back to the way it's been. So I say let's go for it. Let's see how it works. If it doesn't, you know what? It's not like this is the way it's got to be forever. So, but I am intrigued by some of the comments because I actually hadn't thought of those. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Welcome, Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would just like to respond. I am one of the co-sponsors, and I thought very long and hard about the structure that the chairwoman was putting in place. And I disagree with Supervisor Weish on indicating that no candidates came forward with a suggested change. One of my big concerns, and strongly expressed on the board floor, was the whole issue regarding final offers and how a very minority portion of the board could have real impact with regard to final offers by unions. This may not have been the solution that I was originally looking at, but I think it vastly improves our prior practice. We will now have a 9-member co-finance personnel committee looking at final offers and having a real opportunity to look at the contract language, the personnel issue with regard to the overall structure of the county government, and also the finance issue. And I think this is a good committee to really have an opportunity to look at final offers. I still think we should define the term bargaining team, and I am appointed to this committee, and I will work with the committee to try to get bargaining team defined correctly so we don't have the kind of problems that we had in the past. But I think this structure vastly improves what we previously had. And I totally agree with Supervisor Schmidt. When you have people like Buck Consulting and Corp Counsel and outside counsel often who advise this board on significant issues with regard to contract offers and final offers, the fact that they don't have to sit through two very lengthy days of meetings is a vast improvement on not only the use of our advisors' time, but tremendous savings for the board, because we're not going to be paying these people twice. We may be able to cut those costs in half because of this. So I disagree that someone hadn't raised some concerns. I give the chairwoman credit for moving forward with a solution to some of these problems, and I am a very strong supporter of this. I hope this committee passes this. I appreciate the amendment by the chairman. I think it was a good amendment. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishan?
Just one last piece about this. We've always had the ability, and always have in the past, had joint meetings of personnel, finance, or any other committee when the issue so arose. And you do have the power of the committee of the whole. If there was an issue of such importance that everyone on the county board needed to be there, we would simply call a meeting of the whole. So once again, I think these claims of so-called cost savings are erroneous, and that what the true intent of this. Because if your point is you just want to have a consultant in to give a report, you simply call a joint meeting of both personnel and finance, and you then have the opportunity for supervisors of all stripes to come in and say something. And like I said, I don't think people have actually thought through the process of what 5 votes does, what 4 votes does, compared to the old system of 3 and 4 and different makeups of these committees. And I think, like I said, anytime you have 50% of any governing body on one board, you are simply making it a situation of the haves and the have-nots. You will see, and believe me, when the dollars are tight, you're going to see people segregate themselves into the group that gets something and the group that doesn't. And I don't think that is a very good structure for us to go to. And, you know, everybody says we're going to change it in the future. Well, I believe that, but I don't, you know, I really don't honestly believe that's a bit of the rose-colored glasses on that. Thank you very much, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Supervisor Weish, and Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Just a brief comment. I guess I will certainly stand by all the comments I made before, and I won't repeat those. I think we've been through that. The other thing is that we have kind of a committee of the whole during the budget process, which is so important, so all supervisors can come. I would hope this new board would be more engaged and would be coming to these meetings, personnel and finance too. I think it makes good sense for all we do. I think we all have some of the concerns Supervisor Weishaupt talks about. I'm not naive about these things. I came from a situation here. I'm on the committee, and I guess I'm not a majority. I don't have a chair or a vice chair, but it's the point is we represent our constituencies. I think maybe need to look at, to make sure we have a balance and have suburban interest. But you know what? This is a Milwaukee-based county board. It's our largest municipality. The preponderance of votes and ideas are going to be there, and that's the way it is. But we all have our say. No matter what position we have, we represent our constituents. We have a chance to have input. There's no guarantee. I'm going along with everything the quotes the majority of the Finance Committee might want. The chairwoman knows that. She appreciates that role I will have. And that's the role we all can have. We don't have to go with the majority if it doesn't feel that our constituents are being represented. I want to make sure that my constituents are represented, and I appreciate being on the committee again, which I've had a chance to be in the past. And people can take part. I think we have an opportunity to come to those meetings. There's a lot. When you talk about half, if you sit in on finance and personnel, you'll be pretty prepared for our general meeting that comes up in a couple of weeks, because I always save all my stuff, and there's so many issues that are in those two committees. Not downplaying any of the other committees. They all have their roles, of course. There's no question about that. But you're very prepared if you follow along very closely on what's going on in personnel and finance, and everybody has the opportunity to do that, whether you're on the committee or not. And I hope we would take that so everybody can have their say, and that you represent your constituents. So we need to take a more active role in that and make sure that's heard. And I think that this is an opportunity to do that. It makes good sense for all the reasons we talked about. And it's not going to be a broken record, but if it proves to be unwieldy, then we'll have to make some adjustments. But this is an idea worth trying. It certainly is for all the reasons we've talked about. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, could I just make one brief comment?
Yes.
I just, wanted to relay some of the fears of Supervisor Weishaupt, and I appreciate Supervisor Schmidt's comments that, I'm in the legislature, serve as the chair of a committee as a Democrat, always listen to Republicans, There's been kind of a trend lately in the legislature to be a little hyper-partisan, you may have noticed. And I think it's been a bad trend. So if there are people who disagree with myself on the committee, I think it's important that we all sit down, and I think this group is a more collegial body and that we all have some of the same interests at heart. So, my intention, and I'm certain Supervisor Johnson's intention, isn't going to be, well, let's just get 5 votes on the committee and ram something through and not listen to people who might have an alternative opinion. And let's try to work things out and do things in the right way. So, I know I come from a little bit of a different world where we had committee meetings that sometimes would last 10 or 12 hours with no breaks. And that wasn't the model of efficiency always. But it's, the way things got done. So, I'm used to sitting in the chair for a long time, if need be, and I think others are too. So I think, as Supervisor Schmidt said, I think this is an idea that we should try. I applaud the chairwoman for, putting her stamp on saying, let's do something and be more efficient. And we've all gotten to hear Supervisor Weishaupt's concerns, and, we'll have those in our mind as we move forward with this. And if things aren't working, we can always try to fix them.
All right, thank you for your comments. If there are no further questions or comments, I ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion to approve as amended.
Supervisors Borkowski?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Madam Clerk, item number 3. Thanks.